Are you all right, Sarah?
I'm fine. Listen, be a doll and go and grab us a couple of coffees, would you?
Clarissa went off to our idiosyncratic coffee machine, the one that would have been an in-house salon de thé in Vogue's offices. Down on Commercial Street, a police patrol car pulled up and parked at the curb in front of our building. A uniformed officer got out on each side. They looked at each other over the patrol car roof. One of them had blonde cropped hair, and the other had a bald patch as round and neat as a monk's. I watched him tilt his head to listen to the radio on his lapel. I smiled, thinking absently about a project Charlie was doing at his nursery. The police, people who help us, it was called. My son, it goes without saying, was magnificently unconvinced. At constant high alert in his bat cape and mask, Charlie believed a proud citizenry should be ready to help itself. Clarissa came back with two plasticky lattes. In one of them, the coffee machine had deposited a clear acrylic stirrer. In the other, it had elected not to do so. Clarissa hesitated over which to give me.
"First big editorial decision of the day," she said.
"Easy. I'm the boss. Give me the one with the stirrer."
"What if I don't?"
"Then we may never get around to locating your B spot, Clarissa. I'm warning you." Clarissa blanched and passed me the coffee with the stirrer. I said, "I like the Baghdad piece." Clarissa sighed and slumped her shoulders.
"So do I, Sarah. Of course I do. It's a great article."
5 years ago, that's the one we'd have run with, no question.
5 years ago, our circulation was so low we had to take those risks.
And that's how we got big, by being different. That's us. Clarissa shook her head.
"Getting big's different from staying big. You know as well as I do, we can't be serving up morality tales while the other majors are selling sex."
"But why do you think our readers got dumber?"
"It's not that. I think our original readers aren't reading magazines anymore, that's all. They moved on to greater things. The same way you could if you'd just play the bloody game. Maybe you don't realize just how big you are now, Sarah. Your next job could be editing a national newspaper."
I sighed. How thrilling. I could put topless girls on every page. My missing finger itched. I looked back down at the police patrol car. The two officers were putting on their uniform caps. I tapped my mobile against my front teeth.